What's up, world? Back again for another edition of No Hooks for the Hip Hop Chronicles here at WEAA 88.9 FM. I'm Jared Ball, and with my colleague Dr. David Barney, and my main man DJ Mike Nice on the other side of the glass. We even got Dr. Kenneth Shockley hanging out today. You know, he's in the building too. But joining us is a former colleague of mine over here. I will say that. I miss having her in the hallways over here. But an illustrious writer and author, Erica Blount-Danbois, who has just written a new piece for The Root called Hashtag Rally for Peace, question mark, Baltimore needs a rally for its youth. Welcome, Erica, to the program. Thank you for joining.
We love the kids.
Love the kids. Erica's for the children.
Good to be back, as always.
So the subtitle of your piece is The Prince Concert Was Great, but what about Baltimore's young people lacking in after-school programs, recreational centers, and jobs?
Yeah.
Outline for us a little bit. We know Prince was here. He did the Gray Show, the concert for Freddie Gray, and had people wear gray to the show. And you wrote this piece about it, and I'm a little worried, as I was saying off air, that the man I appreciate more than anybody maybe in music today, I might have to hate on him a little bit. I'm a little uncomfortable.
All right. Well, let me give you the good first. he came, and you know he brought State Attorney General Marilyn Mosby and Nick Mosby on stage, and you know he was really clear about he talked to you know he was saying to the audience that you know Baltimore needs peace, and he said not P-E-A-C-E but P-I-E-C-E, a piece of the pie basically for young people. And he said, you know, when he comes back, he wants young people to own something. You know, he wants to not have to perform at Royal Farms. He wants to perform somewhere that we own. So, you know,
I mean, I did hear that. When I saw that, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I did see that. And the first thing I thought was, well, why don't you buy it for him then, Prince?
Indeed. I agree. And, you know, we could talk about the ticket prices and all that stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have to because I couldn't go.
Right, I could not. That is correct.
WEAA don't want me there that bad. That's what it is.
Yeah, you know, and from what I was told, you know, he was really funking out. He had all of the, you know, songs that black people love, he played. And, you know, I was... someone told me that he played the Staples Singers, When Will We Get Paid, which is about reparations and all that. But I can't imagine who from Baltimore
could have afforded
the joint. That I know was there to hear it.
So. I mean, that was my joke. I did say he's doing this for Freddie Gray, and there can't be any Freddies in attendance because it was, I mean, there were multiple $1,000 tickets. There were, you know, $700-$800 tickets and $500 tickets, and the cheapest tickets I could find were $99 up beyond nosebleeds. So I couldn't go. And just the joke aside, I did not ask Mike to dip into his Rolodex and get me a ticket. So I'm just messing with WEAA on that one. I didn't even ask. But just for the record, you know. Anyway, go ahead, man.
I mean, I'm not hating on Prince. I like Prince. I really do. But, you know, I'm just curious. Could it have been done for free and then have proceeds from other... you know, notable folks to donate. I mean, and like when we had the hurricane in Jersey, you know, people like Bruce Springsteen, they do all these free concerts, you know, and then you do get a chance to get the Freddie Grays, you know, to come into the concert and then hear the message for those who really need to hear the message about having a piece of the pie.
That's right.
You know, because those who could afford the tickets, they already have some
slice of some pie somewhere.
Your pie, my pie.
Yeah, right. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, I mean, I think, and again, I'm not hating. I think it was great that happened. I think, you know, it's needed, even as, you know, just to kind of take their minds off of what has been going on. But I just think maybe, you know, it could have been a little free somewhere, you know, minimum cost, you know, to make sure that everybody was able to get in.
Well, Erica, you talked a little bit about the condition, the need financially in the city. So if you would say a word about that, and then maybe we can ask this question of you and the rest of us here. Was this the appropriate way to do it? And where is the money going that was raised?
Right, yeah. Well, the need is, you know, astronomical here. You know, they've closed 26 recreation centers. They're closing over 20 schools. You know, the PAL programs are closed. They also, the summer job program, they have you know, every year they don't have enough jobs for every kid, you know, who's 14 years old or between 14 and 18 to work. So this year, 8,000 kids applied and only 5,000 will have a job.
So wait a minute, Erica, just, I'm sorry again to interrupt, but are you saying that even before some kids on one night burnt up a CVS and a Payless and whatever else got burnt up, that even before that, there weren't enough jobs for these kids? In other words, that little bit of uprising didn't destroy the job base of jobs in the city?
That is correct. That is correct, yes. No,
okay.
It's not.
Just checking.
Yeah, just to clarify. Right. Yes, there were problems that caused those uprisings.
Right. Because we know we're no hooks, we're about the facts.
So, but, however, they spent $300 million on law enforcement programs. And then, you know, also the kids that were in the uprisings who are still in prison. One kid who's 15 years old, I mean, sorry, a fifth grader, they brought out in shackles, and he actually didn't even participate in the protest. He just happened to be there. He's, you know, one of, I think, 10 kids that are still in prison, and they have exorbitant bails that, you know, go as high as $500,000. Whereas the police, they had bails that range from $250,000 to $300,000, and they were out the next day.
Right.
So...
So that's the deal. That's the lesson learned. If you kill a person, a black man in Baltimore, your bail will be cheaper than if you break a window in a police car. So just everybody listening, be sure you're clear about what to do to avoid certain penalties. And when, you know, that's how. Erica, do you have a moment? If we can, we'd like to hold off and have you back for one more quick segment and just have ask one or two more questions about where the money is going and what then might we suggest people think about doing going forward. If you have a moment, we'd like to have you stick around for just a quick another segment.
Sure.
Okay. So Erica's sticking around, everybody. We want you to do the same. This is No Hooks for the Hip Hop Chronicles, WEAA 88.9 FM. DJ Mike Nice is going to take us out of here, and then I and Professor Barney will be back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Peace, everybody.